Well, everybody is truly sad about it, you know, just a young life taken away from us so unexpectedly and so tragically. And of course, our support and our prayers are with Tanya and James and Abby and all the extended family in this very traumatic time. And they have a wonderful family themselves, and of course, the extended family of Clonlara and around surrounding area have been fantastic as well. So please, God, we'll bring them through this difficult time and be there for them to support them in the days that lie ahead, the difficult days of, you know, of missing their loved one.
And of course, it's a situation that no family ever deserves to have to go through. And you look at the photos, even of Shay, that are emerging on social media and in various tribute posts this week, and you just see a young boy with a massive smile on his face that was ready to take on the world.
Yeah. I was down with his mum and dad now yesterday, and like he really was his dad's best friend and his mum's best friend. It's just a lovely kid, full of goodness, and you know, had highly talented and would have made a great go of his life, you know. And I think carpentry and building, like his dad, was what he hoped to get into. And apparently, he was showing great promise in all that area. He had his own little workbench and his own outfit and everything, you know. So next generation, we hoped, and but sure, sadly it wasn't to be.
A very tight-knit community in Southeast Clare, as we know.
As I say, it's not just for tomorrow for the funeral mass, but it'll be the weeks and months and indeed the years that lie ahead. They will never forget yesterday, or Sunday rather, you know, what the event that happened. And I suppose to put a positive perspective on it, it's only their faith and the hope and the meeting their loved ones in the life hereafter that gives it any perspective, you know, or any way that we can sort of face the future with some kind of confidence.
How does the community stay positive after an event like this?
Yeah, it's very difficult. Well, I suppose life goes on for each and every one, but for the immediate family, like it's a different story, and that's where we're called, like, to not to forget them, as I say, in the time that lies ahead. And so many people are praying for them. Even Bishop Fenton now phoned me today to lend his support, and people in very high places are praying for them. So all this positive energy and, as I say, practical help and support in the future will help them, you know, to face the future with some kind of hope. And you know, their family are great, as I say, and they're very united people. So please, God, they'll come through it okay.
Unfortunately, these incidents can occur, and we had the tragedy in Shannon only a number of months ago with the passing of Coleman Cody. And what advice do
Yes,
you give
yeah.
to families in these situations and those affected?
Well, I don't know if I'm the best person to give advice. I'm not a dad, or, you know, I'm not a part of family, I suppose, all right. But, and words are very cheap. Like, I'd be very slow to sort of give my advice to anyone. But I think the best thing is just to be physically there for people and to support them. You know, say a prayer, attend a mass, light a candle, send a letter, or, you know, do something that you know the people that they have your backs and that you're going to be there for them in the future. So I don't have any particular support or anything advice that I can give offhand other than say that, you know, that to be there for the people. And actions speak louder than words, I think, in many occasions, you know.